Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday morning. It is midweek, Wednesday, July the 19th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. We were having a very interesting conversation there before we went to break. And the conversation started because there is an article, I believe, in the Marion Star today about a wreath-laying ceremony to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the death of President Harding, which will happen on August the 2nd. Now, the wreath-laying apparently happened on Saturday, the 15th. Now, we're not really sure why it happened 17 days early, what the correlation was there, and why the people, I guess, in Marion did not really know. And the conversation we were having before we went to break there was, do people really in this area, I think the people in the area do have an interest in President Harding. I think, though, the people in charge of things maybe feel that tourism is more important, that bringing people in from outside the city is more important than informing the people in the city. You know, I felt that with the dog collar. I've always felt that over the years. I there are so many people who live in Marion who say they've never been to the Harding home, who say they've never been to the museum. And it's kind of interesting because I do think they take kids, school kids now, to the Harding home, but for years they never did. And I was never really sure the reason of that. I don't know what the story is there. Now, does anybody have an opinion on that? Do you think that in Marion we praise Harding enough? I mean, obviously, we have schools named after him. We have a hotel named after him. So certainly the name is strong. But do we know really? I mean, would you have wanted to have attended the wreath-laying ceremony if you knew that it was going to happen this past Saturday? I mean, I think the centennial of anything is a big deal. The centennial of his death coming up on August the 2nd, I think, is a big deal. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'll comment on that situation of President Harding. I'm very proud of being in the town of President Harding. And or any president, put it that way, of our United States of America. And I can recall that when I was a young little guy, the Cub Scouts would march in parades, would march from a certain part clear out to the Harding's tomb. That is a very important thing. It's big. There's no admission charge. There's nothing. You just walk up there and you can walk around a very interesting place, very, very elegant built. And one of the tours that go up there, that's a story too, that something happened to it. And one of those is over there in LaRue Cemetery or Augusta Cemetery there. And over to see that, I'd make the point to see that. A lot of people don't know the history on that, that that wasn't used, it was damaged. So that cemetery somehow got connections and got that. But getting back to the story about President Harding, yeah, Cub Scouts, we marched in parades. They don't have parades for anything. But during that period of time, yes, there was kids. I don't know about school. School is a very thing there. Adam had a thing there on this morning of all the things that they have, the people they want to replace this person, school bus drivers, this school and young people is be ridiculous of what's banned and what they can't do, or what other people, the parents and stuff, the kids have the right to do this and do that. But heck, I was a Cub Scout marching in the parade, going to President Harding. Yes, I went to the home too. They let you go in the home. We went into the home, and it was a thing. But it just deteriorated. But getting back to the president thing, how many other out of all the presidents? Let's just go back to one, Obama, in his home city where he lives. How much do they do and publicize him being the president, and so on and so forth? Yes, George Washington, Lincoln, all the going back into those eras, that's history. But maybe we aren't live long enough to know the history, really. Maybe there'll be books come out that will say, my goodness gracious, I didn't know that. I lived right in the town of that.
Now,
the population is getting to be weak, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting because I if you had known about the replaying on Saturday, would you have went up there?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Where is it going to be? What is it going to be? I might have opened up to the public, too, that my wife and I've been married 62 years, about 40 years of that 62 years, my wife has had multiple sclerosis. So when you say, would I? Because I'm with her and been retired 20 years, and I've never left her for 20 years. So I got a 24/7 job, and it isn't just for a couple hours. I take care of her because she can't walk, stand, go to the toilet, take care of nothing. So you ask me a question like that, I would maybe, and I have maybe done that a lot of times. I even come up and seen you and squeezed it in a little bit where I can get away, where if she don't have to go to the toilet, I don't have to be there immediately. So there's questions not only from me, because there's thousands and thousands and thousands and other people that's handicapped and stuff. So would you or wouldn't you? Is it handicap accessible? Does the word stay out there? Is it really handicap accessible, or is it just got the sign there? So I get a little upset over that. Would I? I would, yes, personally. I love going to things, and I love going to attractions like that. But we haven't got the support, true, but maybe because the conditions and maybe because the news and how it's publicized. And yes, maybe people can't afford a tremendous amount of money for the Marion Star. It's President Harding was there. But, you know, all that end stuff is ifs, and ifs. And so I know I get a little bit out of hand here, but that's my honest opinion. There's a lot of people and stuff here in Marion, elderly. We got a lot of people that I'm just a punk kid at 82. Compared to the people that, and then there's a lot of young people that's handicapped and stuff that could not get to that kind of stuff. But yeah, they could be on radio, and you're doing a wonderful job. It's like you say, you're going to find a slot in your thing, and you're going to have something on it. So how great is that? Is Marion's radio station? Let's hear it all, and let's hear a big hooray for Scott Spears. Thanks,
well,
Scott.
Thank you. Bye bye. Well, yeah, we're definitely going to cover it on August the 2nd. We're going to cover the event in some way. I think we have some things coming up. I won't announce them yet, but we're going to have a fun morning that morning on August the 2nd. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If you had known, now maybe some people did know, I don't know. If you had known about the wreath laying on Saturday, would you have gone to it? The centennial of President Harding's death. Is that something that would have interested you? 740-751-4038. Or has President Harding in the last 100 years gone by the way of history and been forgotten? I don't know. You know, it's hard to tell. 100 years is not all that long. I mean, there are people who are over 100 years old who are still around. So, I mean, not that they would remember President Harding, but there are people still alive who were born when President Harding was president. So you have to say it wasn't that long ago. I don't know. What people have wanted to attend that event on Saturday. So I guess that's my question to you, the listening audience. If you had known there was going to be a replaying to commemorate the centennial of President Harding's death this past Saturday, the 15th, would you have gone? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you think we're keeping up with the times on that? And don't forget, on August the 2nd, we are going to have a special presentation that morning in regard to the centennial of the death of President Warren G. Harding. And I'll tell you, we certainly appreciate a show like Pastor Craig's, which last Friday alerted us that there was going to be this replaying going on Saturday. So thank goodness we have that show every Friday, 11:15 to 12 p.m. Now, at the top of the show this morning, I said there was something that I definitely wanted to talk about in regard to something that will be coming up here next week. Now, we have a lot of ticket giveaways coming up, and they're tickets to things that we have not given away before. It's not the pizzas or the African safari in Port Clinton. I mean, we have that stuff, and we'll continue to give that stuff away, but we have some pretty big ticket items that we are going to start giving away next week. Now, the idea is, how are we going to give these away? Now, we like doing the Family Feud, and that turns into kind of like a drawing. We draw a winner out. But some mornings, we're going to have more than one winner because we have more than one set of tickets to an event, and if the event's going on that night or the day before, that's how we've got to do it. So I guess the question is, how much advance notice do you think people need if they win tickets to an event? Because they've got to pick up the tickets, and then they've got to go to the event. So how much advance notice do you think people would need? If something was going to be on a Wednesday night, when do you have to give away the tickets? Now, a lot of people do it the morning of. A lot of people do it the day before. A lot of people do it 2 days before. I don't know. We've had a lot of conversations about ticket giveaways around here, and we want to give away all the tickets we have. So before we start all this next week, I'm just kind of getting the feel from people on how they would like to handle this, because I'm always interested in what the listener has to say. 740-751-4038. Because really, starting next week and running for about 2 weeks, we have a lot of ticket giveaways. And then, starting after that, through the rest of the summer, through Labor Day, we have some things that we have not given away in the past. Now, we're still going to do it in the drawing format because we want to give everybody a chance. We don't just want to do one question, here's a prize, because some of these prizes are very expensive. And just to do it with whoever can Google it the fastest, I don't think is what we want to do. But if anybody has any thoughts here on how you'd like to see these ticket giveaways done starting next week, let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I don't know if it'll be Family Feud every day either. Now, some days it might be trivia questions, but maybe it'll be if you answer a trivia question right, you'll go into the drawing. And maybe the trivia questions will have to do with the tickets we're giving away. I'm not really sure yet how we're going to do it. I'm going to discuss it with a few people and get their opinions on it before we start it next week. But I do know that it will start next week, the big ticket giveaways. So if you have any thoughts on the ticket giveaways, the big ticket giveaways that we have next week, now would be the time to let me know. 740-751-4038. And again, the other question this morning is, do we really appreciate President Harding? And if we knew more about the events that are going on in town, would we go to them? That's also another question. And do you have any thought on why they did this 17 days early? Because that would throw people off in general. My guess is that on the centennial of his death, people will have some inclination that things are going on. But 17 days early, that might be a harder inclination, to be honest with you. In any event, we've talked about horticulture this morning, tomato plants. We've talked about the Friday show coming up this week. We talked about the return of Pastor Craig, which came last week, and he'll be back with us this Friday, 11:15 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Friday. We've got two new top 10 lists, thanks to Bob Welsh in Columbus, set for Friday. And the dog collar. We're going to do our big dog collar push, the $5,000 return. No prosecution from the prosecutor or no chance of being arrested by the police chief. That will start on the 26th of July and run through August the 2nd. And we'll have giveaway. I tell you, we are going to be busy the next couple weeks, starting next week. So it's all coming up. 740-751-4038. And I think people are going to like these prizes we're going to be giving away starting next week. Now, all that being said, we had a Family Feud question yesterday. We got four answers, but we did not get the final answer. Now, hold on. Let's take the call here, then we'll come back to this. It's always important to get opinions. Go ahead, caller.
You're going to put me in a closet and lock and throw away the keys, Scott. About the tickets you've already given away on your show, and when they're an hour and a half from here up to Lake Erie to that place where you go and see the animals and you stay in your car, I think you've given away a couple sets of that, but we've never had any playback on how was that, how do you like that, and I think that helps a lot on your giveaways. I don't need to be in telling you how to run the show, but you know, the feedback of people would let us know. How's that ticket? Seems like it's, I was interested in how you go down and just stay in your car. I caught the emphasis on that. You're not out or nothing like that. And what kind of animals are you looking at? Hey, Scott, bye.
Thank you. Yeah, that'd be good to know. Now, has anybody gotten, we've given away some African safari tickets here down in Port Clinton. Did anybody go to that? What kind of animals did you see and what was it like? Let us know. Give us a report. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Has anybody won the African Safari Wildlife passes here on this station and went down to Port Clinton, or up to Port Clinton, I should say, and enjoyed it? Let the listeners know what it was like. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, you know, that worked very well for Neighbor's Pizza. Now, we gave away a lot of Neighbor's Pizza, and it didn't seem like a lot of people had tried their pizza. And we kept hearing back reports from people who had tried it that the pizza was really good. So that worked very well, hearing back the reports from there. So does anybody have a report who's went to the African Safari Wildlife in Port Clinton, Ohio? Call it in here. We'd love to hear it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have a report from a trip to Port Clinton to the African Safari Wildlife? Now, the other thing I was saying here this morning, we had a Family Feud question yesterday, and we went off the air without getting the final answer. Now, we're going to see here today if we can obtain the final answer. Now, the category was, name something in the bathroom. Now, we got the bath, we got the shower, we got the commode, and we got the paper. But there was one answer left, and as we were going off the air yesterday, I said it's two words, and it begins with the letter R. R as in rainbow. So what is that final thing? Name something in the bathroom. We've got bath, shower, commode, and paper. The final answer begins with the letter R. and it's two words. Does anybody know what that final answer is? Something in the bathroom. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something in the bathroom. Bath, shower, commode, paper, and the final answer begins with the letter R. Now think, you know, this could be a little bit of a difficult answer, but maybe somebody will slip in with it.
Go ahead, caller.
Reading material.
Not reading material, but a good guess.
No reading material on the list, but not a bad guess. Name something in the bathroom. We've got the bath, the shower, the commode, paper, and something that begins with R.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Razor blade.
Not a razor blade. That's a good one, too.
Not a razor blade, but that's not a bad answer either. Name something in the bathroom. That's what we're looking for. Begins with R.
Go ahead, caller.
I have to get two. About a razor, that starts with an R, but or shaving or radio. That's your favorite.
You're right. Nothing with a razor and nothing with a radio.
Okay, thanks.
All right, nothing with a razor and nothing with a radio. Name something in the bathroom. We've got bath, shower, commode, paper, and something that begins with the letter R. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Running water.
Not running water. That's another good one.
That's another good one. We're getting some definite good answers here with the letter R. Running water. Not on the list. Name something in the bathroom. Bath, shower, commode, paper, and something that begins with R. It's two words, and it begins with the letter R. We've had a lot of really good answers so far. You know, I think the answers that we've gotten are probably better than this answer actually is. It's kind of a strange one. I mean, it is something in the bathroom, but I don't know. I really don't know if it's on people's mind, to be honest with you. Something in the bathroom. We've got a bath. We've got a shower. We've got a commode. We've got paper. And something that begins with the letter R. And it's two words.
All righty. Go ahead, caller.
A rubber ducky?
Yep, rubber ducky. That is the one. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, rubber duck. That is the one. I didn't know if we'd ever get that. Yeah, the name something in a bathroom. Bath, shower, commode, paper, and rubber duck.
Go ahead, caller.
I'll have to say something to do with rinse. Something's got to be rinsed off of you or something like that. Is it in that line?
Not. We just got it. It was rubber duck.
Well, I'll be darned. You know what? That's coincidental. I got a pink pig on the lavatory for you broke yours, you know, years ago, you know. I got this pink pig, and people come in, and they said, the idea of the pink pig, I said, that's what I got on top of the commode.
Well, it's protecting it. Protecting the commode, the pink pig. Yes, rubber duck was the answer. All right. Now, this next category, well, let's see here. Let's go on to maybe find an easier category than that. Okay, well, let's see. Well, let's try this one. Name something you can listen to music on There are five answers here. Name something you can listen to music on. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something you can listen to music on. How about that? Five big answers here.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, no relation to Britney Spears. I don't listen to Britney Spears, but if I did, I might use the TuneIn app, just like you listen to the station, but not 8 to 10 in the morning during the week because you're on. But when you're not on, I would listen to music via TuneIn or some other app or phone. Just put that as a general answer.
Well, I tell you, app is not on the list, but phone is number one on the list.
Okay, well, that's close enough. So, yeah, I could listen to your long-lost fourth cousin seven times removed, or if it's 8 to 10 a.m., be sure to listen to this station. There's no reason to listen to anything else.
Well, that...
Set the alarm clock, make the coffee, and sometimes it sounds like the Scott and Ted show with a little Adam to spice things up, but I guess that's part of the fun, ain't it?
Well, you know what? I like people who call in, whoever, whenever.
Okay, well, we appreciate Ted. He's a very, very dedicated listener, and I think I know more about him than he does. He's 82. I knew his wife had medical issues. He retired 20 years ago. I think I'm going to write a book all about Ted.
Well, we like, you know, you and he have a similar quality, though, because, you know, we know a lot about you as well.
Well, you can ask a question. The worst I'll say is it's none of your beeswax. Call him maybe Jolly Jolliffe.
Beeswax.
If you're not super busy, Scott, I had a little twist on the bathroom question from yesterday. Did you want to hear my little twist?
Go right ahead.
Well, I was thinking things that you do in the bathroom or that you do while you're doing a number two, and we have to include the names of people at this radio station. Now, some of the stuff is obvious. We talked about bathroom mat, right? And for me, an atomizer, you know, which is where you spray your perfume out of, so it kind of sounds like Adam. But another obvious one, a terry cloth towel, in honor of Terry, of course, and do arts and crafts, in honor of Sean, which I thought was kind of cute. And the best answer altogether is while you're doing a number two, you play The Sims. It's that video game. In honor, of course, Linda. And we've already discussed you and the toilet tissue. So that's my little take on the question from yesterday, which I thought was kind of fun.
Well, that's nice. I've never known anybody who did arts and crafts while they were on the commode, but, you know, you never know.
Well, you know, Archie Bunker called it the reading room, right? So you read the paper.
Well, reading I can see, but, like, getting a glue gun out and doing arts and crafts, I don't know about that.
You could be, I mean, knitting or crocheting, something not requiring a lot of materials, just the yarn. You could do that, right?
I guess it depends on how long you're in there. I mean, how long are people spending on the commode?
Well, people play The Sims. They probably do that on the number two activity location. And what'd you think about terry cloth towel? That's a pretty good one.
That's good. I don't even know. Do they make those anymore? I haven't seen any of those for a long time.
I have terry cloth. Towels are made of terry cloth, aren't they?
Well, I think so, but, you know, I don't know.
You know, atomizer, I can't think of a better answer, so if somebody can, that would be great. Closest I can come. You know, you have the best answer, though, being a brand of toilet paper.
I think that's strong.
That pretty much does it. Yeah, but, yeah, that and terry cloth towel, but makes sense. And if you play a video game, especially if it's going to be in the next hour, play The Sims in honor of our hostess, Linda.
Linda Sims. Hey, well, thanks. There you go.
Okay, adios for now.
All right. Name something you can listen to music on. Mobile phone was the number one answer, which I think says something overall. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Radio.
Radio is number two on the list. Thank you.
Radio is number two on the list, behind mobile phone, which is number one. Name something you can listen to music on. How about that? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'll go back to the old-fashioned radio. That's one of the handiest things I can have, portable and battery in it and out in the yard and around your neck or whatever. And I'll get back with Adam there. You know what? The feeling's mutual. I know a lot of people that knows him real well, is good friends of him, and I'm good friends of them. So I know a lot about Adam that he don't think I know about him. But you know what, Adam? As you're listening, I'm going to invite you out here to my home, and you're going to meet my wife. And then after you talk to her, you'll know more about me that, because she isn't going to tell you, but you can ask the question and be relaxed, and you can enjoy yourself. So that's open on the air that I'm going to have Adam come out. I don't know when he can do it, but that can be prolonged, see, maybe 50 years from now.
I'd put it at about 50 years from now if I was you. That's when I'd schedule that.
Adam, I really appreciate you. You're one of the key things on the radio. You know that, and everybody else knows that. And after I got this iPad, I see down there what people are. And I see the Scott Spears in the broadcasting, you're in the directing, and I've seen Mr. Kraft there. I don't see any title behind his, but see, as a novice with the new equipment we have to listen to this show, we find out a lot of things about a lot of people, but I know a lot of your close friends that you know and I know, so we're compatible. That's good.
We're all intertwined. Thanks. All right, name something you can listen to music on. Mobile phone number one, radio number two. Still three answers left on the list here. 740-751-4038. Now, I should mention, because one of these answers is kind of tricky. We've got radio, but there's something very similar to radio on here. Go ahead, caller.
TV.
No TV on the list, but a good guess. No TV on the list, but not a bad guess. Name something you can listen to music on. We've got the phone. We've got the radio. Still three answers left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
Computer.
Let's see here. No computer on the list. No computer on the list here today. Name something you can listen to music on. That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
Can I do two?
Go right ahead.
Stereo?
No stereo.
Boombox?
You know what? One of these, I'm going to say, wireless radio is what's on here, and I'm guessing a boombox you carry around, so I'm going to say that's a wireless.
Are there people, used to carry those around and, like, break dance in big cities?
Yeah, so I think wireless, they have radio and wireless radio on here, so I'm going to go with that and say, yeah, that's on the list.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
There you go. Thanks. All right, we've got phone, radio, wireless radio. Two answers left to go. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
iPad, iPod.
iPad number three on the, three on the list. Yep, got it. Thank you. iPad, iPod is number three on the list. One answer left now. Something you can listen to music on. How about that? Go ahead, caller.
An old phonograph or record player.
No record player on the list. No record player on the list. Name something you can listen to music on. Phone, radio, iPod, wireless radio. One answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I'm not quite sure what's meant by a wireless radio. That's more of an IT term, meaning a Wi-Fi network. There's no wire between a radio transmitter and somebody's radio. So I wasn't quite sure what that was all about. That means, like, you don't plug it in, it uses batteries?
Yeah, I think people...
It's your Wi-Fi network?
Well, people used to carry around those boom boxes, and they had batteries. They had no wires.
Okay, I guess. My answer is kind of old school. I didn't hear it yet, but Ted'll like this answer, and that, of course, would be jukebox. And that should be there.
No,
that's a really good answer, Scott. That should be there. I mean, you got to admit that was a good answer.
Well, I don't make these lists. I mean, you get angry with me. I don't make the lists.
Well, I think jukebox should be there. It's a great answer, but I forgot two of the other of my fantastic qualities, and one of them is, well, you're right.
Now, who said, wait, now what? We had a, hold on, I got a question for you. Hold on, we just got an email here. One of our listeners out there, Jeff, wants to know, what time does the prescription drug drop-off start today? Now, do you know that, Adam?
I think it's 10 to 2, if I'm not mistaken. But
okay.
You can look at the, listen, yeah, it's online. I believe it's 10 to 2.
So it's running on the news today?
If I'm not mistaken, yes.
Okay, so Jeff, you're up.
Don't speak to that, but I believe that that is right. I knew it was kind of during the middle of the day and kind of coincides with the hot dogs and heroes, which I wasn't quite sure why. But
okay, well, Jeff, if you're out there listening, the prescription drug drop-off is 10 to 2, we think. But thanks for the email.
I believe. I know it was kind of an unusual time, and usually it's the weekend, too, so the time frame was a bit different. But if I'm not mistaken, don't hold me to that. But it is available, certainly online.
All right. So now, where were you going?
Well, I don't want to just make that pregnant pause because you said I never have any dead air. And I would think with all my experience in production, dead air is something that is, it's a no-no in radio anyway, other than, all the pregnant pause or pausing for emphasis. So I do appreciate that because it's tricky to produce things so tightly that there's never any gap or something else showing an inconsistency in kind of the way things are spliced electronically. So that was appreciated.
Yeah, that's good. Now you take that because I thought that was a comedy list, but I don't know. Maybe
well,
I was wrong.
You can't laugh at yourself. Why laugh at anybody? I laugh at myself. I'm a pretty funny guy. And I thought many of the things are very complimentary. The Cohen one was kind of funny because it really wasn't exactly the way it is. But the no dead air, the great job on the website, that sounds like a compliment to me.
No, I think it was fine. No, I enjoyed it. I like that list.
I was thinking, Scott, we even have that at the top of the hour, Scott talking about Hillary and the hairbrush and put somebody good looking on the $20 bill. So I'm think kind of carrying on Charlie's legacy.
Yeah, but I only said
kind of,
it.
He was kind of joking about it.
Yeah, but he only said it once. We just repeat it a lot. With you, it just seems to come up a lot.
And we talked about Harriet Tubman. No, she wasn't the best looking out there, but she was a pioneer, and I support putting her on money. I definitely would support that. But I also said we want to put good looking people that I think been an important part of history, especially with Tina Turner just having passed away. Let's put some of the great black female musicians that have passed.
You want to put a musician on the money?
Yeah, Tina Turner. I mean, what a legacy she had, and she was very beautiful too. So we'd take care of the good looking part.
I don't think we should put musicians on the money. I don't think that's a good idea.
Tina Turner, Aretha Franklin, those people come to mind. I think we should celebrate the musical pioneers that we've had the pleasure of listening to and being influenced by.
Well, maybe we can put them on stamps. By the way, we just got an email from Jeff who gave a thumbs up. So thanks, Jeff, for being out there listening.
And you can listen to Aretha Franklin on the jukebox, but I guess none of these respondents do.
No, one answer left, and it's not the jukebox.
So next time I see a jukebox, Scott, in honor of my answers, I will play an Aretha Franklin song, and I will crank it. Who knows what jukeboxes cost? It used to be like 3 songs for a quarter. They're probably a song for $2. Oh, they have that app, too. You just play through your phone, which I guess kind of takes away some of the charm, but that's kind of how it is.
That's showbiz. Thanks.
Okay, see you later.
You know, I don't know about putting musicians on the money, but, everybody's got their opinion. All right, name something you can listen to music on. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Like YouTube or a streaming service?
No streaming service on the list. No streaming service on the list. We've got mobile phone, radio, iPod, and radio.
Go ahead, caller.
Your car.
Not your car, but a good guess. Not your car, but certainly not a bad guess. Name something you can listen to music on. The phone, the radio, the iPod, the wireless radio, Still one answer left here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something you can listen to music on. All right. Well, the last answer, again, is a little, I don't know. It's a little offbeat, I guess.
Go ahead, caller.
MP3.
No MP3, but a good guess.
Now, I'll tell you this. If you have an iPod or you have an MP3 player, any of these things, really, this is kind of an accessory that would go with that, that you could listen on. I know, that's an odd thing, because these alone, you could not listen to anything on, I guess, music. But for some reason, it's on the list at number 4. So what can you do? Name something you can listen to music on. Phone, radio, iPod, wireless radio.
Go ahead, caller.
Headphones or earbuds.
Yeah, that headphones, which is odd because you can't really do it without something else. But
radio.
Yeah, somehow it ended up at number 4 on the list, so we'll go with it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, headphones was the answer. Name something you can listen to music on. Phone, radio, iPod, headphones, and wireless radio. All right, now let's move on to the next category here. Well, this is, we'll go with this. You know, even though it's July, why not? We might get this one quickly. We have 5 answers here. Name something you can associate with witches. Witches, W-I-T-C-H-E-S. Name something you can associate with witches. 5 answers on the board here and 5 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something you can associate with witches.
Go ahead, caller.
A broom.
Broom, number 1 answer. You got it.
Broom is the number 1 answer on the list here today. 4 other answers to go. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
A cauldron.
Cauldron, number 4 on the list.
That's a good word, too. Cauldron. Cauldron, number 4 on the list here today. Name something you can associate with witches, broom, and cauldron.
Go ahead, caller.
Black cat.
Black cat, number 5 on the list.
Boy, we're taking these right down. Black cat, number 5 on the list here today. Just about 3 minutes left to go. Black cat, cauldron, broom.
Go ahead, caller.
Telephone pole.
No telephone pole.
No telephone pole on the list here today. Name something you can associate with witches. Broom, cauldron, black cat. 2 left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
Spells.
Magic, yeah. Number two on the list is magic.
Magic, number 2 on the list. So what is the final answer? Well, we blew right through this one. Name something you can associate with witches. Broom, magic, cauldron, black cat.
Go ahead, caller.
Would potions be the same thing?
Yeah, I think potions and magic are probably in the same category.
Okay. All right, potions and magic kind of in the same category there. 2-minute warning, 2 minutes left to go. Go ahead, caller.
A black hat.
A hat. Yep, number 3 on the list. You got it.
So that runs it out here. Name something you can associate with witches. We have broom, magic, hat, cauldron, and black cat. That runs it down. Go ahead, caller.
How about a cackle?
No cackle, but a good guess.
No cackle, but not a bad guess at all. The answers ended up being... Name something you can associate with witches. 43 people said a broom. 39 people said magic, 27 people said a hat, 15 people said a cauldron, and 11 people said a black cat. So that runs out that category. Hey, we finished out all our categories here today. We'll have new categories for you tomorrow, 8 to 10 a.m., and we'll have all kinds of fun tomorrow morning here. And think of ways that you would like to see the prizes distributed, because next week we've got some big prize giveaways starting here on the station, and everybody's input is always welcome. And maybe tonight we'll think more about our tomato plants and our daylilies and things of that nature. In the big Friday morning, hey, we're only, 2 days away from Friday, with Pastor Craig at 11, Pastor Whitaker at 9, Matt Morgan and myself doing the exchange at 12 with Pastor Craig, and then the show on Friday night with Carrington and Matt and Sean and myself. Oh, we have fun on Fridays around here, and it's just right around the corner. So don't you dare tune away. We love having you here, and we love the participation on WGH Talk. Tell your friends this is the best place to be in the morning. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the place for all the big events. For Scott Spears and Terry Tackett at the 2016 World Series in Cleveland, Ohio, as the Cleveland Indians face the Chicago Cubs.
Now, how is this all going to end up? How many games are we going to play in this series?
I want to say six games. We're going to take it in six.